Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Bahamas extends a warm welcome to the delegation of Kiribati. We appreciate Kiribati's candid national report and commend the efforts invested in the promotion and protection of human rights, notwithstanding resource challenges. As a fellow small island developing state, the Bahamas understands the vulnerability faced by Kiribati to the effects of climate change. We congratulate Kiribati on efforts in the areas of mitigation, adaptation, and building resilience, including through the Climate Change Act 2019, which has mainstreamed the rights of women, children, and persons with disabilities. Understanding that gender-based violence remains a significant challenge for Kiribati, the Bahamas also welcomes the efforts of the country to address this through regional training programs, legislation, including the Family Peace Act and the Shared Implementation Plan for the policy to eliminate gender-based violence, in addition to primary prevention programs. We also recognize Kiribati's efforts in other domains, such as employment, education, and health. Ratification by Kiribati of the Convention Against Torture is also a significant positive development. Recognizing that areas of challenge remain, the Bahamas respectfully recommends that Kiribati, 1, ratifies the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, 2, ensures adequate resources are allocated for sexual and reproductive health services, particularly which target adolescents, in order to stem the high incidence of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections among young people, and 3, considers establishing a national mechanism for implementation, reporting, and follow-up. We wish Kiribati every success in this UPR process and call on the international community to support the country in accordance with Kiribati's identified priority areas for technical assistance and capacity building.